Okay, now that we're all warmed up, we have the schus this year of having an extra month in the Hebrew calendar, an Adar Aleph and an Adar Beis. So what we want to discuss tonight is halachos pertaining to having a leap year. What does Adar Rishon mean versus Adar Sheni? And what goes on in Adar Rishon? What we're not going to discuss is Purim Katzan. We're not going to discuss the 14th and the 15th of Adar in the first Adar, because that's a whole shir by itself, and perhaps we'll discuss that another time. I just want to talk about Adar in general, and I'm not going to reflect on Purim Katzan. So now that we define the parameters, the first thing we need to know is it Adar Rishon or Adar HaRishon? And it actually makes a difference. When you refer to it, you're referring to Adar Rishon, Adar 1, or the first Adar. So if you look here in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra and Simon Kuf Chavav in the laws of writing a get in Sif Zion. So if you look at the bottom there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Hashanam Uberes Yichtov Ba'adar Rishon, the Yerech Adar Rishon. You should write that it's being done the Yerech in the month of Adar Rishon. And Uvesheni Yichtov Liyerech Adar Hasheni. And it says you should write for the Adar Sheni, you should write for the second month of the Adar HaSheni, with a hay. The first one seems to be without a hay. The second month seems to be with a hay. And the first month seems to be without a hay. And this is repeated as well by the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Tav Chaf Zayin, and Sif Katzan Gimel, there the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the laws of leap years and things like that. He's making a comment. He also seems to refer to Adar Rishon as Adar Rishon, not Adar HaRishon. And the Prima Gadim as well says there's no reason to write with a hey, it doesn't make any sense. Adar Rishon, first Adar, it doesn't have to be the first Adar. And the Yad Aaron on the tour as well says the name of the Ran, that there's only a hey in Adar HaSheni. That is one approach to how we refer to the holiday. However, if you look at the Chalkas Mechokek here in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, that's in the top left corner in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, he says, the Yerech Adar Rishon, the Seder Haget shall remince. He cites the Seder Haget of the Ma'ari Mince in Simen Gimel. It's not Simen Nun Hey. It should be Simen Gimel over here. Kas of Adar HaRishon Behei. It should be Hey HaYadia. The first Adar. Kama Adar HaSheni V'cheinu B'Hagos Minhagim. It is also in the Sefer Minhagim. It's also in the Sefer Minhagim of Rav Isaac of Ternau as well, both mentioning it with a hay. Why with a hay? I have a theory. They don't really discuss why, but I really think it's probably because they're mimicking the Mishnah and Dharam we're going to see later on. Whenever the Mishnah refers to Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, it always refers to HaRishon, the first Adar, and it's probably mimicking the words of Chazal. And this is also the opinion of the Get Pashut, which is a classic Sefer on Hilchos Kitzin as well in our Siman, and the Sefer Birchas Hamayim says there's a mistake in the Ramah, and it should be even Adar HaRishon as well with the hay, and even the Levush has it with the hay. And regardless, everybody says, if you do write a Get or a Ksuba, and you write Adar Rishon or HaRishon, it's Kasher either way. Just what's lechatchila? So at the end of the day, I know that Rav Shechter holds that it should be Adar HaRishon. Whenever if Rav Shechter writes a ksuba for in the month for this month, if there's a wedding this month, he would write Adar HaRishon. And also, from a few letters I've seen from Rav Shechter as well, he always is makbid even in letters that he's addressing tshuvos or letters to people. He writes Adar HaRishon. So it seemed to come out halacha lemaise. It is Adar HaRishon that we are about to enter into next week, not just Adar Rishon. So is that a groundbreaking halacha? No, but it's good to be correct when we're referring to it. You don't have to be that annoying person who checks everybody's diktuk as well. If the person says Adar Rishon, you don't have to be like, I don't think so. Adar HaRishon, you're not going to win any friends that way. So just when it comes to the laws of Gittin and Ksubas and things like that, this is the way it should be written. Probably the most prominent question is regarding to yurtzeits and bar mitzvahs. That is really where the question becomes the maisa. When do you observe a yurtzeit if you have in either you are a leap year, or when do you observe the bar mitzvah? So what we have here in front of us is a Gemara in Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Karu esa Megillah ba'adar harishon v'nesabra hashana korin osa ba'adar hashen." If you read the Megillah in the first month, and then they decided later it was going to be a leap year, so you have to read the Megillah again in the second month. Baruch Hashem, we don't have this issue nowadays. We have a calendar, but again, on the other hand, because we don't have a base, and it means we're still in Galus. So there's a plus and a minus. So we are in Galus. What? The Gemara says HaRishon. That's what he said. I think that's why they're so makbid, because that's and HaSheni as well. Shekol mitzvah shenagos b'sheni nehagos b'rishon, because all the mitzvahs that apply in the second one apply in the first. Chutz mi mikra Megillah. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. The opinion of the Tana Kama is that whatever is done in the first is done in the second. You have to double up. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Ein Karin Osab Adar Hasheni, you don't read it again. If once you read the Megillah in the first month, and then Basin decided to make a second month, so then that's it. You're done. Shekol mitzvah shen hegas b'shenim hegas b'rishon, because whatever you were going to do in the second month, you did in the first, and you're fine. That's opinion number two. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Af Korin Osav Adar Sheni. You should read it again in Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvah shen hegas b'shenim eno hegas b'rishon, because whatever you did in the first month was a zero. It was nothing. And therefore you have to go and do it again in the second month, and it doesn't apply in the first. And then it says, "Shavin behespit of a tinus shasurin zevazet," and we need to know as well that the when it comes to the Purim, the lachas, we're not discussing Purim Katan, but hespit and tinus is also asaran Purim Katan in the first month. Okay, so this is the machlokes. The Bir Hagra there, and in Simon Tovkov Samechei in Shulchan Aruch writes that he holds, and we'll get back to this in a second, he holds you keep the yurt site in both months. If you have a yurt site and it's a leap year in Adar, you have to keep it in the first month and the second month. That would mean, obviously, davening, kaddish, things like that. And also, if you have the minhag of fasting, you'd have to fast in both months as well. That's a discussion for another time. Why is it that we have a clear statement in the Ramah, in the end of Hilchos Avelos, that we should fast on days of Yahrzeits, and then all of a sudden Hasidim came around 200 years ago, and then we stopped fasting, and we have cake and schnapps instead. So the clear minhag in Shulchan Aruch is that we're supposed to fast, one should fast on a Yahrzeit, not turn it into a party. But to each his own, and that is a discussion for another time.
Well,
some people still fast. But we see that there is a other minhag.
But just we say here that it's not allowed to fast in Adar.
Ah, that's referring to the Purim Katan. That's referring to the 14th and the 15th, not the whole month. Correct. So the Gra says you keep both, Aleph and Beis. The opinion of the Tana Kama is that you have to read the Megillah twice. Now this is the point. We're going to return to this in a moment. Do you have to read the twice because we don't know which is the right month? No, says the Gra. You read the Megillah twice because we do know which is the right month. Both Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni is Vadai the right time. There's two worlds that exist. You must keep the first one and you must keep the second one. Not because we don't know, but because that's the halacha. That's how the Vilna Gaon understands. In Mikra Adin, there's a chiyuv to read in both months. And that's the chiyuv of Adar. In this case, Adar repeats itself. Now, the above Gemara continues that we understand Rabbi Yezer because Ein Ma'rir Nalam Mitzos. That's why we should do it in the first month. If I have the first month of Adar, then that's that. So what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara? Because it's better to put the Geula of Adar next to Nisan, right? That's the whole connection. We want to have the discussion of the Geula of the story of Purim in the second month next to the Geula and the discussion of Pesach that will follow together. That's why the second month is really the main Adar, and that's why we observe Purim in the second month, not the first month. There's another Gemara in the Darm. The Gemara in the Darm, this is a Mishnah, cites the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue about the expression of Adar, of the 2 months of Adar in a leap year. So we'll say it outside, then we'll read the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Meir, the word Adar, unqualified, refers to the second Adar. If I say Adar in conversation, we assume I mean the second one. And when one wants to refer to the first Adar, he always says Adar Rishon. He always qualifies the first one as being the first one. And Stam, unstated Adar, is always the second one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the word Adar, unqualified, refers to the first one. And when one wants to refer to the second Adar, he says Adar Sheni. So the Mishnah says, Adar HaRishon, Kosev Adar HaRishon, Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam, Devi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar HaRishon, Kosev Stam, Adar Sheni, Kosev. That the first one is Adar Stam, and the second one is the one you have to spell out. So this is the Machlokes. Which is the real Adar? Which is the Stam Adar? So how do we paskin? So we have a Machlokes in the Rush and the Rambam. The Rush there in the Darm says, follows the halach of Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that the Mishnah is according to its straightforward understanding, that Adar unqualified always refers to the first Adar. If I tell you we're going on a trip this coming Adar, you assume that I'm referring to the first one. That's how the Rush understands it, regardless of not whether a person knows that it's a leap year. We always assume it's the first one. And he says this way because the rule, halacha, the Gemara in Erevin says, Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says the first Adar is the real Adar. Okay? That's a sheet of the Rush. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim and Perek Yud, and he says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and the halacha is that the second Adar is the real one. Why? So the Kesef Mishnah writes, because the Gemari here goes on to try to explain Rabbi Meir and attempts to explain how the Mishnah can fit with his opinion. So if the Gemara is trying to bend over backwards to get Rabbi Meir's opinion to be correct, it implies that Chazal felt that Rabbi Meir's opinion was the right one because they're trying to prove it to be correct. So accordingly, when a person says, let's say I make a neder, I'm not going to bli neder, obviously, but bli neder, I'm not going to eat chicken until Adar. So which Adar do I refer to? It means the second one, according to the Rambam. And if he knows there'll be 2 months of Adar in that year, his words are understood to mean until Adar Sheni. And if he does know the year is a leap year, then it's understood to be Adar Aleph, because I didn't know there was going to be a leap year. Okay. So how does this all play out with yahrzeits and bar mitzvahs? So comes the Trumas Hadeshen in Simon Tuf Reish Sadi, in Reish Sadi Dalad. So he says, it can't be Tuf Reish Sadi Dalad because there's only 359 Chuvas in Trumas Hadeshen. So, because the Gematria Hadeshen is the amount of Chuvas that he wrote. So it can't be that much. So it's Reish Sadi Dalad. So he says that the yahrzeit should be observed in the first month. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. If you have a yahrzeit in Adar, it's only done in the first month. And this is based on the above Gemara Nedarim and the Rush. We follow the Rush that it should be the first one, even though the Rambam holds like Rabbi Meir. And in addition, since the yahrzeit has nothing to do with Geula, he says, why are we so concerned about the second month of Adar? Because we want to connect Geula to Geula. We want to connect Purim to Pesach. What does the yahrzeit have to do with Geula? Nothing. It's a yahrzeit, so you should do it at the first opportunity in the first month. It has nothing to do with Purim or anything like that. The first month should be the first one. That's the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Chuvas of the Ma'aril and Siman Lamed. The Ma'arivayel, the other side of Chachmei Ashkenaz, he says the Stam Adar is the second month, and therefore yahrzeit should be observed in Adar Sheni. So we're left with no answer so far. We have a machlokus amongst Chachmei Ashkenaz, which month should the yahrzeit be observed in. Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Samaches. Let's look inside. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kishiira Yom Shemes Aviv Vaimo Ba'Adar Vashanim Uberes Yisane Ba'Adar Sheni." So the Shulchan Aruch says that one should observe the yahrzeit in the second month, like Rabbi Meir. The second Adar is called the Adar Unqualified. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "V'yesh Olam Shdiyisane Barishon." He says, "No, you should fast in the first one. This is like the Rush, that the first Adar is the real one." And he goes on to say, "Imlo Shemes Vishnasa Ibor Ba'Adar Sheni." That assumes that the year the parent passed away was not a leap year, but if the parent passed away in a leap year in Adar Sheni, Adas Noagin Lisanos Bisheni, then you should observe the yahrzeit certainly in the Adar Sheni when that next leap year comes around. That's how he holds. The Chein HaMinag Lisanos Barishon, and he says the Minag is often to fast in the first one. Yesh Machrim Lisanos Bishneihem. There are people who are machmer to fast for both the first Adra and the second Adra, like the Gra said before as well. The Magen Avraham also holds that you should fast both, and he explains that although the Shulchan Aruch considers the Rush to be more conclusive one, and thus he rules like Rabbi Yehuda, he says that this way only with regard to Lashon B'nei Adam. But with regard to the essence of the month, the Shulchan Aruch rules that the real Adar is the second Adar, and with regard to the date of the yahrzeit, which has nothing to do with the way people speak. Yahrzeit has nothing to do with nedarim, the expressions that people use. The Magen Avraham says that we should be machmir, not only out of suffolk, but according to the letter of the law, to treat both months as the real Adar. And the Mishnah Megillah says that there's no difference, ein bein Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, right? And accordingly, you should observe the yahrzeit and the fast, if you are makabel on yourself such a fast, on the date of the yahrzeit in both months, and that is l'chadchila, the best thing to do. To fast and observe the yahrzeit in both months, if you have a yahrzeit that falls in a leap year. The Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, if one is capable. If a person is weak and they aren't able to, so then they'll pick the one that they can. Certainly Ashkenazim should seem to go like the Ramah as well, who agrees that the Minhag L'Sanos B'Rishon. But if possible, a person should observe both yahrzeits in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That would be the halacha at the end of the day. Now, this was always the minhag of the Baal Yatosos, to always fast on an Eis Tzara, and it fits as well in this explanation that it's proper to fast in these particular difficult, in a person, when the neshama is being judged, it's an Eis Tzara, it's a judgment for the neshama, therefore it's proper to fast to fulfill that aspect of what's going on with the neshama. What about it?
Twice?
No, one. Once.
What's the question?
What time is Esther? Once, just in the second month.
Are they going to be first one too?
What do you mean? So the Tainus Esther is unlike any other fast. Tainus Esther is not a real fast in the classical sense. It's like it's a Tainus Shal Simcha. It's a fast of Simcha, because it's really a Tainus in the preparation of the fact that we won the war and we defended ourselves.
So
that we celebrate Purim, so it should be attached to Purim. It's really an extension of Purim. So it's in the second month. Okay, now with this we can pivot to Bar Mitzvahs. Bar mitzvahs. You have a boy who's born in Adar. We finish the Yartzeit.
You say someone has the Yartzeit in Adar, they should observe both.
Though. It's proper to observe both.
You sponsor two shalshes.
Two shalshes. Two shalshes. If a person, if it's difficult for a person to do both, so then they should choose the first one. What? Yeah, certainly they should kaddish by both, for sure, for sure.
Regardless of when the person passed away. Whether it was that year was not a leap year.
Yeah, if that was a leap year, it's proper to be machmer to observe. But between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, it seems to be the right thing to do as well. And the Rama also says v'yesh machmerim l'sanos b'shneim. So between the Rama and the Gra, it would be proper. Yeah.
Okay. And if the guy died in the second Adar bet.
Yeah.
So then you have the Yasad every 4 years?
No, so you observe it in the regular Adar that year. And then when it comes out another leap year, then you observe it in the second one only. Okay, good. So let's turn to Bar Mitzvahs. But to understand Bar Mitzvahs, we're going to have a discussion first. There's a beautiful sefer from Rav Yakum Pashkas. I don't know if he's related to the candy. But he's, I don't know if he's related. He is the Rosh Yeshiva in Givat Shaul. He has a sefer called Iturei Megillah. So in that Gemara, Megillah Dav Vav, he says the exception to the ruling is the age at which a boy becomes bar mitzvah. He says the Ramah, this is actually a Sugin Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah or Achayim in Simen Nun Hei, in Sif Yud, so based on the Marimint in Sif Tes, writes that the boy born in Adar of an ordinary year who reaches the age of 13 in a leap year is Chayim in Mitzvos in Adar Sheni. Not the first one. A bar mitzvah boy who's born in Adar becomes Chayv Mitzvahs in Adar Sheni of that year. Now, there's no reason, it comes out, according to that, there's no reason anyone should ever make a bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon. Meaning a shul's calendar should be clean of Adar Rishon bar mitzvahs. Because if you were, unless you were born in Adar Rishon, and the bar mitzvah comes out again in Adar Rishon. Yeah. But besides that, Adar Rishon should be pretty empty of bar mitzvahs. That's the way the shul calendar should look, if you have a lot of bar mitzvahs in the shul. Now, there's a famous riddle. How can you have a bar mitzvah boy who's born before another one, but his bar mitzvah is after the other one? So the case that the Shulchan Aruch discusses is if the boy was born on Chaf Tes Adar Rishon, the 29th of the first Adar, and the other boy was born on Aleph Adar Sheni. So Aleph Adar Sheni is older than Chav Tes Adar Rishon, both in a leap year, and the 13th year when they turn Bar Mitzvah is Pshuta, it's a simple year. So the one born on Chav Tes is Chav Tes Adar, and the one born on Aleph Adar is Bar Mitzvah Aleph. So the one who is technically older is going to have his Bar Mitzvah first. That's the riddle that you find in Shulchan Aruch. You can have a Bar Mitzvah boy, the one who's younger is going to be Bar Mitzvah before the older one. So that's, you can impress your family with a riddle. How can the bar mitzvah boy who's younger go before the older one? So, with this in mind, the Rama implies that this is not because of a doubt, right? It's not the bar mitzvah boy is not in the second one because we're not sure, but because he's considered an adult only in the second Adar. Vadai an adult in the second Adar. Why does the Rama say like this? So, the Rama told us by Yartzeit in Adarim that the first Adar is technically, at the end of the day, the real one. We're machmer to do both, but technically the first one is the real one. So Rav Eliakim Pashka says that the age of the bar mitzvah doesn't depend on a specific date. Bar mitzvahs are not a din in dates. It depends on the count of the years that have to pass before you become an adult. We're not looking for a date on the calendar. We're looking for 13 years to pass, he says. So if we're looking for 13 years to pass, even if the first Adar is called Adar, we count 13 years from the boy's birth. And therefore we have to include the Chodesh HaIbur. The leap year month is part of the year. You have to wait for 13 years to pass. And the same thing as we saw by the Nezer. And the boy's final year of his childhood concludes after 13 months have passed, including the final year's Chodesh Ibor. And therefore he says it makes sense. Bar mitzvah is a din in years, not a din in dates. You need 13 years to pass. And that's why we wait, according to Kol HaDeis, according to all opinions, for the bar mitzvah boy to wait for the second month, and even though the yurtzeit, according to most opinions, would be in the first month at the end of the day. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains similarly as well. Good, so we answered up Adar Rishon, Adar HaRishon, yurtzeits, and bar mitzvahs. There's one last thing, and that is the principle of Mishenechnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha. So this coming, what night is Rosh Chodesh? I don't know.
Monday night.
So should we be singing Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha? Is this the time? Or do we have to wait a whole nother month of Mishenechnas Marvin B'Simcha? There are very few halachic nafkaminas for Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, except for being happy, which is not a small thing. Unlike Av, where we know that the halach, there are halachos with the coming of Av, there are really no major halachos depending on Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, so it's kind of academic. But I'll give one nafkamina in a moment. So actually, I'll give the nafkamina now. There is a minhag in homes and many yeshivas to put up a sign that says Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Throughout Klal Yisrael, every yeshiva in the world, many homes, they have a very nice sign. They put it up, Mishenechnas Marvin B'Simcha. So I found two sources that discuss the minhag of why there is such a custom to put up a sign. We don't say, you know, Mishenechnas Elul Marvin B'Tshuva. So why, when it comes to Adar, we have such an idea? So the Aparkasta Daniel in Chelek Beis. The Aparkasta Daniel is Rav David Sperber. He's the grandfather of Rabbi Daniel Sperber, Professor Sperber from Bar Ilan. So he was a Hungarian Rav. He had to flee. He went to London during the war. So he discusses the meaning of putting up a sign that says, Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. And he says, if it's to remind us of the din, then why don't we say, Mishenechnas Elul Marvin B'Tshuva? Why are we here by Adar? Are we so excited? So he says he doesn't know of the source of the minhag, but he knows that it doesn't make sense to do it for Elul because there's no such expression regarding Elul. So he says, why would we do it by Elul? Because we don't have such an idea. In addition, he quotes a Maharsha that I am always fond of quoting. The Maharsha writes at the very end of Megillah, how come we have no concept of Shloshim Yom Kodom Lechag for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We have 30 days of preparation for Purim. We have it for Pesach, for all the holidays except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Maharsha writes in a beautiful way. He says, because the mitzvah, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is tshuva. And we don't want you to think for a moment that tshuva is only about Elul. Tshuva is an all-year-round process. The person can access tshuva whenever they want. It's special for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but we don't want to limit it. A person should think it's only for that time. You can only do tshuva then. And therefore, he says, that's why we don't include it there. And that would make sense not to announce it at that time as well. It's interesting to note, he says, that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention this at all. This ubiquitous phrase we use all the time is not cited in any of the great poskim of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. Probably because there's no nafkamin ledina. It's not a halachic statement. It's more of a hashkafic statement. And he continues that we shouldn't be mezalza, we shouldn't desecrate the meaning of putting up a sign for Mishenechnas Adar, because all minhagim are part of the Torah. And then he says perhaps the following can explain the minhag. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Hadudayim nasnu reyach ve'al peschenu kol megadim, that the flowers give off a smell, and by our doorsteps there are things that are pleasant. So the Arizal, and this is cited by Bnei Yisachar, says that all of the month of Adar, all the months of the year correspond to different senses of the body. And he says that Adar corresponds to the sense of smell, to the sense of reyach and the nose. And he says, therefore, we announce the coming of the amazing month with all of its segulos and all of its potential and its spiritual potential. Ve'al pischenu kol megadim. Right? He says, hadudim nasnu reyach. When the flowers are giving the reyach, when the koach, when the power of Adar is coming with its sense of smell, so we put things by the Pesach. We hang up signs by the Pesach, by the door, so we should see and be inspired and prepare for the coming power of the month of Adar. That's what Rabbi Sperber says. Rabbi Avram Lifshitz writes in the Sefer Yalkut Avram in Siman Tov Resh Pei Vav, and he cites Rabbi Yaakov Emden the Mora Kutsia, who says that on Purim, one doesn't have to be concerned about the usual halachos of Zecher L'Chorban in the Suda. We know there are many things we do during when we eat to remember the Beis HaMikdash. We cover the knives, we take it off the table. You're supposed to leave a type of dish off the table to show that we're not complete. There's things we do during the Suda to remember the Beis HaMikdash. He says, on Purim, you don't do any of those things, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And he, because it's such a day of Simcha, we as if we forget the Chorban. For one day out of the year, we leave all of the tragedy behind and we focus on positive things. So says Rav Avram Lifshitz, he says, based on this, he says, the minhag developed where to put the Misha Nechnasayim, to put it over the Zecher L'Chorban. He says, the original minhag must have been that every home had a Zecher L'Chorban, that Amma by Amma cut out where the wall wasn't finished, that was right by the door. And he said, Adar would come, people wanted to be B'Simcha. So he said, let's take that cutout that reminds us of the Chorban, and let's put a sign there to cover it up just for 1 month, so we could focus on Simcha and happiness at the end of the day. And the Mishnah and Tainus, right, juxtaposes Mishnah Chasadar, Mishnah Chasav. So we see that they are the opposites. So we take that sign, that square in the house that represents Av and Chorban, and we put the Mishnah Chasadar to be the opposite side of the coin, to cover it over so we can focus on Simcha at that time. And he says that's where the minhag came from. But it is a beautiful minhag. It's good to do it in the home as well, for the children, grandchildren to see. It's a sign of Simcha. You can print it off the computer, buy a sign to put it up, that people should be aware that this is a time of Simcha. So if there is no real Nachmina, so then let's get back to which is the month of Mishnah Chasadar, the first month or the second month. So if you look over here, we have a tshuva of the Chassam Sof and Eved Ezra Simen Chaf. We are not going to cite a single thing it says in the text of the tshuva. All we care about is the Chassam Sofer's closing line. It doesn't matter what the tshuva was about, not important. We only care about how he finishes the tshuva. V'achtom bivracha, he says, I'm concluding with a bracha, kor yiboker lom gimel k'shenichba bo kitov. On Tuesday, which is called Kitov, of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemarbim Bo Besimcha. So the Chassam Sofer wishes the person he's writing to that this is Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, in which we increase Simcha. What greater proof could you have than that? The Chassam Sofer wishes the person he's writing to, Mishenechas Adar Marbim Besimcha, in the letter. So we see that the Chassam Sofer holds that when Adar Rishon comes, you increase the Simcha, you can start singing already by this coming Monday night. Based on this, I saw Rav Zilberstein writes in the Cheshukei Chemin and Megillah and Daf Vav, and I also saw Rav Nevensol writes in his Mishaburi B'Yitzchak Yikarei, and they suggest the din of Mishnechas Adar Marbim Besimcha applies to Adar Rishon as well. They bring another support. The Rivavos Ephraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt, says that the Mishnah Megillah says, Ein bein Adar Rishon L'Sheni, Ella. There's no difference, right? Ein bein Adar Rishon L'Sheni, Ella. So if Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are the same, so then shouldn't all the halachos, even the Mishnechas Adar, the Simcha of Adar, also come across as well? And he says he's unsure, because really Mishnechas Adar is not really a halacha, it's more of a hashkafic attitude, so it's hard to say that the two can be compared. And nevertheless, he says, since there's a din of having a small suit on Purim Katan, there must be Simcha as well in Adar Rishon. And that is one school of thought, that even this coming week we can say Mishnechas Adar Marbim Simcha. However, Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Shelas Yaivitz in the Chelik Beisim Peches, and he cites a Rashi at our Gemara in Megillah Dav Vav, who says, why do we say Mishnechas Adar Marbim Simcha? Anybody ever wonder that? Why do we say Mishnah Chasadah? When Adar comes in, we should increase the Simcha. He says, the reason that we want to connect the miracles of Purim to the miracles of Pesach, that's why. We're B'Simcha, because really we're leaping from Adar into Nisan, which is going to be Pesach. That's why the Simcha, because we have 2 months in a row of increased and tremendous Simcha. And that's why Adar is really just the precursor to 2 months of Simcha. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, if that's the case, if really the whole Simcha comes because it's the month that's connected to Pesach, then Adar Rishon should not, because Adar Rishon is not about Purim. Really, Purim is going to be in the next month as well. And this Shita of Rashi is also cited by this understanding of Rashi is cited by the Tshuva Me'av and Chelek Beis, Rav Vazner and the Shevet Halevians, Chelek Yud. And the Rav Vazner does write, there's nothing wrong with being extra happy in Adar Rishon, but it's not Mishnechas Adar Marbim Besimcha. I saw him say from Moadim L'Simcha, of Tuvia Freund, who's married a granddaughter of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he writes on page Sadi Hay, he cites the Lavush in Simen Tafresh Pei Hay, who says that in a leap year, the mazalos are off. Right? We know that every month has a mazel, has a constellation that corresponds to, right? So what's the mazel of Adar? Dagim, right? Pisces is the mazel of Adar, right? So for Adar Aleph, it's not Dagim, says Lavush. This coming month, the constellation, the mazel, is not Dagim, but rather it's Dali, the bucket, the pail of water. So it's off, he says. And he says, the mazel of Dagim is only for Adar Sheni. And therefore, he wants to say, we see, says Rabbi Freund, that Adar Aleph doesn't have the mazel of Simcha. Because really only the Dagim and the real Purim, is the real mazel, is in the next month. However, he says it's not a strong proof. Because he cites the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Kisisa that says the mazel of Adar is Dagim. Both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Dagim in the plural. That's why it's Dagim. It's plural. You have two fish, one for the first month and one for the second month. And he says Adar corresponds to which of the Shvatim? Yosef. It makes sense. Why? Because Yosef really split into two, Manasseh and Ephraim. And it makes sense. Adar is the 2 months of Adar are really the same Adar split into two. One fish for Manasseh, one fish for Ephraim. 1 month and the second month, says the Kedushas Levi. And if this is the case, we see that the mazel and the essence of the month of Adar can exist in both the first and the second month. And a similar idea is found in the Likutei Mamarim of Tzadok HaKohen. The Sfas Emes writes clearly that the mazel of Adar is Dagim, and therefore you should increase Simcha in Adar Aleph as well. The Sefer Beis Oved of Rav Shmuel Ashkenazi was born in Tveri. He was very poor. He was known for his Avos Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in his Tikkun Purim, see the last source over here. He says, Mi shenichnas Adar marben besimcha, umi sheyesh lo din im nachri yishbot imo ba'adar. If you have to go to basin against the guy, you should choose the month of Adar, because it's a time of good mazel. Magen Avram. Uveshanim uberes, mi shenichnas Adar sheni. So he says it's the second month, not the first month. This is by Rechaim Palagi, and also Shlomo Zalman Arbach also is quoted on Licha Shlomo that Mishnechas Adar is only in the second month, not the first month. But Kol Hamarbe Harezim Meshubach, so more Simcha can't be so bad. So you can be a little bit joyful also in the Adar Rishon as well. So we saw a bunch of Nachkaminas. We saw is Adar Rishon or Adar HaRishon with Yehei Adiyah, Yard sites, bar mitzvahs, and then Mishnechas Adar Marvim Simcha. We should have a month of Simcha and Mazel for all of Klal Yisrael. 2 months of Mazel and Simcha for Klal Yisrael and for everybody in the community. Okay?